Morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Continuing our discussion about the Asura Horuge Malchus. First of all, to come back to Charlie on the questions he asked. So first of all, the Medrash Eila Ezkero. Interesting is, it's about 22 pages long, and I've been through about six of them so far, and it's unlike any other Medrash. It's not like a Medrash Rabbah, it's not like a Medrash Tanchuma, because it tells the story of what happened during the Asura Horuge Malchus, but there are no opinions. It doesn't mention a Tana. It doesn't mention Rabbi Shmuel says this, and Rabbi Meir Yitzchok says that, or Rabbi Meir says this, Rabbi Yehuda says that, which you get in all the Midrashim, you get that they are Mamorim of Tanoim. This just starts off with the story and just tells the story, and so far, as I said, in the first six pages that I've been through, I haven't seen the name of a Tana mentioned, apart from the Asura Horuge Malchus themselves as Tanoim.
What? Who is the author?
Who is the author? I don't know. The name that I've forgotten to bring my notes with, but there is on the front page of the Hamburg edition, when in 1858 it was printed, it says there that the thing was written by Hasoifer, and there's a name there. And I looked up that Hasoifer of the name. I'll give you the name. But I looked up the name, Hasoifer so-and-so, and it turns out that he was one of the Balei HaToisvus, and he lived in Normandy, in northern France, in a place called Evreux. E-V-R-E-U-X. Yeah, he lived in Evreux in the late 12th century, the late 1100s. So he's one of the Balei HaToisvus. His name is brought down, there's a whole list of places all over Shas where his name is brought down in Toisvus. And he wrote down this Medrash of Asura Horuge Malchus. But was he writing down something that he had by Kabbalah? Where did he get the information from? Where did he get the text from? I don't know. Okay? When did it come into our liturgy? I don't know either. I can tell you for sure, because I checked, that the Sfaradim in the Machsa Avodas Hashem do not, which is mainly the Minhag of Morocco, do not say Eile Eskro on, they don't mention Asura Horuge Malchus on Yom Kippur, nor do the Catalan Siddur, which I checked, which is proper Sfarad, which is Spain, and nor do the Italians, Italianum, which is very interesting, because we once discussed the story of Rabbi Amnon and Unasana Tokev, and we found that because that happened in Germany, therefore that was not Makubal amongst the Sfaradim to say it, but in the Italian Machsa, the Machsa Roma, which is the Nusach of Rome, there they do say it. Okay, they were on mainland Europe, maybe, I don't know, that they do say Unasana Tokev. So they had it, but they do not have Eile Eskero. So basically you've got as follows, and I checked, by the way, Chabad do say it, so therefore we've got basically Ashkenazim, and the Ashkenazish Sfaradim, i.e. the Hasidim, and Nusach Ari, which all say Eile Eskero on Yom Kippur. They all say this Nusach of Eile Eskero, which is a kitzah of the Medrash of Eile Eskero. It's the kitzah of that Medrash. The Arizal was Alpi Kabbalah. Yeah, the Arizal, everything that Arizal wrote and thing of was Alpi Kabbalah. He was a tzaddik. But again, so at least he goes back to the 1500s, yeah? We go back to the early 1500s at the earliest, right? It goes back to late 1100s in the hands of this particular Hasoifer, who was one of the Balei HaToisvus, and whether or not it goes back earlier than that or not, and where it actually originates from, I do not know. As I said, it doesn't quote any sources. It just starts off with the story that once upon a time there was a king, a Kesar Roimi, who decided, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired him to learn Torah, and then the whole story continues from there. So that's as much as I know about it at the moment. The actual names and dates I can give you tomorrow.
Okay. Started at Torway, Northwest London, Monday. Lamed Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. 8th of June, Rabbi Yisrael Persian Shlita, the Arizal's Chiddush on Parshas Korach. Rabbi Yisrael Persian is from the Yeshivas Nahar Sholem in Yerushalayim. This is a Torah been sponsored in memory of Rabbi Shah Nochem and Rabbi Avraham Yisrael Chon Lebrocha Goschuk. Well, Il Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov, Ben Rabbi Shimon Michal, Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zichrono Livracha.
Amen.
Whatever is easier way to speak.
Sorry.
Remember where I am? Shimon Brode.
Shimon Brode.
Ah, Shimon Brode.
Yes, this?
Of course.
How long am I allowed to talk for?
Half an hour.
Not more. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good to everyone. We have this week's Seder, Parshas Korach. Whenever I talk, Barabim, whenever I talk in front of a congregation, I tell you what I feel. What am I supposed to feel when I talk in front of a tzibur? No one of us can understand what happened by Korach. Korach was God Lador. Korach was a person. Maybe I feel a bit better talking without a hat on. What? Korach was God Lador. We can't understand how he started with Moshe Rabbeinu. Imagine someone starts up with a Rav Shach, with a Stipler, or a Moshe Feinstein, starts making inyonim. We can't understand who is Korach sitting in the posuk this week, Seder. Vayishma Moshe, Vayipoil Alponov. What did Moshe hear, which says, Vayishma Moshe Vayipol Aponov? Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu, when there was Meraglim, when there was Chet Egel, when there was other stories, Moshe Rabbeinu was capable of going against them, of davening to Hashem, and only by Korach we see Vayishma Moshe Vayipol Aponov. What happened over here? What exactly happened that Korach told Moshe Rabbeinu that he, Vayipol Aponov, what does Vayipol Aponov means in English? It came to a matzav that he surrendered and he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't. Something happened here. Something Korach told Moshe Rabbeinu, which Moshe Rabbeinu came to a matzav, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't carry on. What exactly happened over here? So let's go back. What I'm saying to you over here is not my vort. It's brought down, it's for my doishim. Dvorim amukim, deep things. But we have to keep our mind, we have to know that the oilom, the world, is not hefker. It comes to ben odom lechaveroi, there's ben odom lemokoim, and there's ben odom lechaveroi. For example, I once heard in the name of a Rav Ovadia Yosef Zatzal, who once said, when we come into our world, this world is our world, it's the world of everyone. L'Hashem Oretzim Loyoi. Ben Odom Lamokoim was once upon a time. Ben Odom Lamokoim, there's two things. There's Ben Odom Lamokoim and there's Ben Odom Lechaveroi. Ben Odom Lamokoim is Shabbos, Mitzvahs, Tfilah, Davening. Whatever we do, Ben Odom Lamokoim is Ben Odom Lamokoim. But Ben Odom Lechaveroi is from the birth until the end. Every single day of the year, we have to go between the drips of rain which come down to be mesameach, to lift up, to be a good boy, like we're a good boy in school, we have to be a good boy between, bein odeh l'chaveroi. What are we doing in our world? The Torah goes back to Parshas Bereishis. What happened exactly in Parshas Bereishis? I'll tell you what it wrote down in Medrash Rabbah. Adam Rishon had two children, then he got a third child. Adam Rishon had Cain, then Adam Rishon got Hevel. The Gemara brings down in Sanhedrin that Adam Rishon went with Chava, and it's written in the Posuk. The Posuk says in the beginning, Ele Adam Yoda es Chava Ishtoi, and it brings down Adam Yoda es Chava Ishtoi, Vata Vetelet es Kain, Vatoimer Kenisi Ish es Hashem. Vatoisev Loledes es Ochiv es Hovel. So it's brought down in the Gemara, brings down Cain was a twin with his sister. Hevel was triplets with two sisters. Cain told Hevel, Hetzachain, I'm born 5 minutes before you. I'm the bechor of the house. The third sister, the second sister, which is born with you, she's mine. Because I'm the bechor. I want to have the sister. Hevel said, no. She's born with me. She's my sister. Hevel was a triplet, Shlishiya it's called. Hevel with two sisters. Cain had one sister. So the first vikuach between Cain and Hevel was, Cain told Hevel that the second sister of yours belongs to me. And Hevel said, the second sister of mine belongs to me. The Midrash brings down that Cain told Hevel, since me and you are the two sons of Adam Rishon, when Adam Rishon dies, yes, because he ate from the Eitz Hadas, in any case he has to die after 1,000 years, let's split the world into half. Cain told Hevel that the half of the world will belong to me, the site which will be built, the Beis HaMikdash will be built on my site. And Hevel said, no. Since the second sister is born with me, all goes back on the second sister, the site of the Beis HaMikdash will be built on my chelka, on my heart, on my half. Then Cain told Hevel, I want to get the whole world. And Hevel told Cain, if you take the whole world, I have to take metaltalin. Metaltalin means clothing, anything which is not on the ground, anything which is metaltalin. Cain couldn't take it that Hevel stands in Australia. Why did he serve him? Cain lives over here in Eretz Yisrael, where he lived. What does he disturb if Hevel stands in South Africa, in Los Angeles, in Las Vegas? The world's big enough for two people. Cain ran after Hevel. Hevel ran after Cain. That's what the Medrash Rabbah brings down in Parshas Bereishis. Vayom Hashem el Cain. Cain was sad that Hevel brought a korban. What kind of korban did bring Hevel? Bechirei tsoinoi, bibchoiroi tsoinoi, something very special to Melech Malchei Amlochem HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And Cain brought hay, dirt, pishton, something cheap. You're bringing a present to the king. What kind of present are you bringing to the king? Bringing a present wrapped up with paper and a flower on top, something nice. Or you're bringing something which is soilless, which is worth nothing. Cain was very sad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept his korban. The Posuk says, V'hevel v'hi miketz yomim v'yove Cain b'pri adomo mincho l'ashem. V'hevel hevi gam hu b'pchoiroi soinoi mechelbeihen v'yisha Hashem el hevel v'l minchosoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the korban of Hevel, but he didn't take the korban of Cain. V'Cain v'mechosoi lo'ishor. Cain was sad. Why you are Kodesh Baruch Hu? You took the korban of Hevel, and my korban you didn't take. Vayoyim Hashem el Cain, lo mechor aloch. Why are you sad? Why are you annoyed? Why are you angry? Veloma noflu banecha. Why is your face down? Why are you depressed? Haloi im teitiv se'es, v'imloi teitiv la'petach chatos roivets. What does he mean, Haloim Tetiv Seis? Ramoshe David Vali, he's got Sforim on Kolatori Kulo. He brings down Haloim Tetiv Seis. If you're good, if you'll be good, you'll go over your brother. And even if you're not good, you won't go over your brother. Of course, you're the Bachor. But if you bring Psoiles to Melech, Ba'alcheyam Lochim, you have to understand it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not really interested in your korban. Haloim Tetziv says, Vayoyim Kain el Hevel Ochiv. What did he tell him? He doesn't say anything in the pasuk what he told him, but the Medrash brings down the whole machlokes between Kain and Hevel, where they explain you about the ground and the metaltel and everything. Vi bi yoysom basode, Vayokom Kain el Hevel Ochiv Vayageyu. Kain took a sword, or whatever he took, and the Gemara Avrim brings down, he dug it into him from his head until his feet. He made Cain like a napa. Napa means like sieve. Holes from the, he didn't know where the storm was going to leave him. We can't understand who Cain is, again. We can't understand who Adam HaRishon is, who Heaven is, and of course we cannot understand who Esav is. We can't understand nothing, but we can see we're all human beings. We all have Yetzer Tov. We all have Yetzer Hora. We all have the same fights from kindergarten, our whole life, and our whole life is based on Mechomo, Beinenu Lebein Atzmeinu, and between us and the world. That's how it goes. And our avoider is to work in ourselves. And it's it, and the Pasuk says, what did he do afterwards? We all know this. All of us know it. It's Aleph Beis. Cain says, don't know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, what do you mean? You killed your brother. All the generations which had to leave Hevel can't come out now because you killed him. As Potter says, Pia, why? Because the ground opened up the mouth and he swallowed up the blood from Hevel. Then he goes further, the Potter brings down, made a simon on the forehead of Cain that ordered the animals shouldn't kill him after what he did over there. Vayoyim kisavu des hadomo loy toisiv loycho loch no v'not tibo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Cain, because you did something like this, you have to go to Golos. And the goddess means no v'not tibo. Ores bezat Hashem, I'll tell you a story, a very interesting story soon, in a few minutes. What does it mean, no v'not tibo? Ores, a person, wherever he goes, he's not comfortable. Sometimes you see a person down in one shul, a day later down in another shul. Maybe he's a new person in the area, so he has to find out the shuls. This is a beautiful shul here, air conditioned, nice, big, bright shul, Baruch Hashem. Some people go from one area to another area, from one shchuna to another shchuna. Some people are satisfied, some people are happy. Some people, wherever they go, they're not happy. That's how it goes. Why the person is not happy? In a minute, I'll tell you a story about this nukud, about this point over here. For Yoim Mekain El Hashem, Godol Avoini Mitzoy, I understand what I did, that I killed Hevel. Hein gerasht oti ayoy me al pnei adomo. Und mi ponecha esotze from your face have to run away. Vayiti nav venad ba'aretz. Whoever will find me will kill me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, I'll make you a simon. Kol hoyre kain shivasai yukom. What does it mean, kol hoyre kain shivasai yukom? So Rashi brings down, after seven doyos, Lemech came out of Cain, and he didn't see that his grandfather is there, his great-grandfather is there. He took a sling, he wanted to kill an animal, and he didn't realize that his grandfather is there. Rashi brings down, and he killed his grandfather. Then he carries on saying, that Odom Rishon got another child, which is called Sheis. Vayeide Odom oides ishtoi, vateilid bein vatikres moi Sheis, tishos le lekim, zera ache, and everything came out of Sheis. Tachaseve ki aroge kain. Let's start. I said all this Avdomo to explain what happened over here, why Vayishma Moshe Vayipol Aponov. The Arizal brings down. In Sforim HaKdoshim, which is brought down in Parshas Korach, and it's brought down in Parshas Bereishis, and it's brought down in a sefer called Toras Chaim, which explains the whole inyan of Vayishma Moshe Vayipol Aponov. He says like this, Korach said something to Moshe Rabbeinu, which made him that he can't carry on. Moshe Rabbeinu got Lador. Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no one in the world like Moshe Rabbeinu, which went up to Shemaim, or twice, or three times, a machlokes between Rashi and Rambam. How many times Moshe Rabbeinu went in Har Sinai? But everyone knows that Moshe Rabbeinu came in Har Sinai for Lechol HaPochas 80 days, and he ate nothing. Lechem Abim Ochal Ish. Moshe Rabbeinu was Makabal the Torah from Har Sinai, from Melech Malchei Amlochim. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach told Moshe Rabbeinu something. What did Korach tell Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Arizal brings down that the machloikas between Cain and Hevel is the same machloikas between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole machloikas between Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach, which is Korach told Moshe Rabbeinu something which hurted him, was about the Isho Hashniyo, about the second woman of Hevel. Moshe Rabbeinu is Oisiyos, Mem Shin Hei, is Moshe, Sheis, Hevel, that is Moshe, and Cain is Kuf, is Korach, Ben, you don't look at the Ben, you look at the Nun, Ben Yitzhor. Korach started out with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu told him, the Hemshech of the Psukim, in Brio Yivra Hashem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a Brio, Vatiftor Etzet Pia, what do you mean in Brio Yivra Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything Yisheshes Meibreshes. Ein Chodosh Taras HaShemesh. And Chaskel Levenstein brings down, in Sefer Emuno, he brings down a very interesting word. He said this word, you can't say in front of posture people, because it's very, very deep. But you have to understand, he asks the question, if a Rosho can go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say someone's Mechal HaShabbos. If someone Mechal HaShabbos, someone does Aveir, whatever he does, is this person going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes or no? He said, you can't go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like they talk about once in school, the one said, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a stone which we can't lift up? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is akol bakol mikol kol. A Rosho can't go against Melech Malachei Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaske Levenstein brings down, Medrash Ovitz brings down the question, Asoro Dvorim Nivru Bebein HaShmoshos Be'erev Shabbos. 10 things were created in Bein HaShmoshos. Which 10 things? Pia Oretz, Pia Be'er, Pia Osoin, Keshes, Mate Moshe, Tzfat. 10 things were created, Tachash, some say, on Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmoshos. So the Medrash always brings down why. Meila, we, if Shabbat comes in 3:30, or Shabbat comes in 7:30, the last minute, we're always busy. A human being is always busy if Shabbat comes in at 8:30 in the summer, or 8:15 is Hadlokas Seneiros, or Shabbat comes in the winter, 3:35. In Hebrew, you say, Daka Tishim Vetesha. The 99th minute, a person is always, something can be a problem in the house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Pasuk says, Uvruach Piv Kol Tzavom. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create these 10 things, Bein HaSvoses? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for Bereishis from the first day? Until Erev Shabbos, what did he do all these days? Tomatoes always brings down whatever has got to do with the Bria is created from the first day until the sixth day. What is once Matei Moshe, there's only one. Keshet is the same rainbow. You take water and you spray the water, but it's the same colors. Pia Oretz, which swallowed up Koyach. Pia Osoid. Pia Be'er. All these things which is once was created, hasn't got kesher of the whole Bria, but it's got chelik of the Bria because it happened once in the Bria. So Chazkel Evershem brings down, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Pia Oretz to swallow up Koyach in the beginning of the Bria, which is Bezman, very critical. What does very critical mean? Just before Hashem says, "Vayevay Roker Yom Hashishi," he created Pi Oretz. What does Pi Oretz come to tell us? That what? Which means Koyach went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Koyach went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish Koyach? So Chazkel Evershem brings down, he didn't go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Totsor of the opening up Pi Oretz caused, made it, that the Kiddush Hashem will come out, that Moshe v'Aaron b'Koyanov u'Shmuel b'Koyre Shmoy. Moshe Rabbeinu told Koyach, you have tainas on me, that Aaron HaKoyin is the Koyin, and I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yitzhofen became what he became. You can't have tainas on me. The whole generation, the whole Bria, has got a tachlis. It's called God Alu Beis Gimel Dalet. It all goes with the Seder. Tzadik Katomo Yifoch Darizal says, Lo osid lovoy, koyach velavetaina, koyach koyach tzadik katom yifach sofeter is koyach. The koyach will be tzadik. But now you can't go against Moshe Rabbeinu. Koyach look mekachro. What does mekachro mean? He saw that Shmuel, his great grandson, is coming out of him, and the pasuk says Moshe v'Aaron b'koyanov u'Shmuel b'koyre Shmoy. If my great grandson is in the same madriga as Moshe v'Aaron. So I'm the grandfather, I'm Got Lator. Of course I can start off with Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm a first cousin also. So the Ariza brings down, I'm going back to the first book, because I see we've got 5 minutes left, and the time runs very fast in this shul over here, in this drosha. The Ariza brings down, the whole story was between Moshe and Koyach about the second woman. The Pasuk says, Imtetiv Se'es. Se'es is oisiois, shin aleph tof is oisiois aleph shin tof. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down the choshed Moshe Rabbeinu of Eishes Ish. Moshe Rabbeinu Eishes Ish. Moshe Rabbeinu got love of Eishes. It's like saying that the stipler, his wife died before him. It's got to do with Eishes Ish. Rav Shach, Rav Moshe Feinstein. G'doyle Ador. What's the nekud over here? And what did it say again? Kishivasayim Yukom. Tariza means that Kishivasayim Yukom, that our world, of course, starts from Odom Rishoin, but we look, Am Yisrael, we look at Avraham Avinu. Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Levi, Kohos, Amram, Moshe, is the Moshe side, or we look at Koyach, Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Levi, Kohos, Yitzo, Koyrach. After seven generations, whatever happened by Cain, and Hevel, that Cain killed Hevel and put Hevel into the ground, the Mishnah says in Mesechtes Ovos, Al da teft at fuch, what a person does to someone, it will come back to him. If a person is a good boy, it will be good. If a person does foile stricklich, a hin and a hair, comes back to him. I have to mamish talk fast because I want to say this story, which was happened 300 years ago in the time of the Noide Behuda. Before the Noide Behuda, in the time of Rabbi Yonis and Agashitz, brings down the story. There was a whole machloikas 300 years ago in the time of Rabbi Yonis and Agashitz and of Yaakov Emden about a kmeya. What a kmeya? You write the kmeyas and you fold it up, you put it under your shirt or something, you hang it up behind the door, and it's Indian about it. There's all machloikas 300 years ago, the Chasam Sofer brings down. If there wouldn't have been a machloikas then, if people wouldn't have fought then, if people wouldn't have spoken Lashon Hora then, Mashiach would have come then. There was such a machloikas. And the story brings down, who brings down the story? Rav Moshe Motcha Shulziger brings down the story in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker, which explained the story very interesting, that the Talmud of Reb Yonis and Eibeshitz went, said something against his Rebbe. He said something. Reb Yonis and Eibeshitz, Talmud, which was Talmud Muvuk, went against the Rebbe. So Reb Yonis and Eibeshitz said four words. Loi yeh loi menucho. That's all. Loi yeh loi menucho. The Talmud came into a shul, hope you'll be moichel 2-3 minutes, and don't throw stones at me that and ma'akev, not 9 o'clock exactly, but seder. So Moshe Motcha, he brings down the story that the Talmud went from one shul to another shul, one shul to another shul, until he came to Turkey, a place called Constantina. He went into a shul there, and the one which gave the shiur there was named Rev David Bacha. He was Gadol Hador. The Noi Buda brings down, he gives the titles of Reb David Bacha. Tzadik, Yesoid, Oilam, a very big thing. He gave a shi in front of 400 Talmidim. And this Talmud of Yonis Abishwitz walked from Prague until Turkey. A long way, he had no car, no horse, and no chariot. He walked all the way until he came. It took him a long time to come there. And he sat in the shul of Reb David Bacha. Reb David Bacha was giving a shiur. In the middle of the shiur, Talmidim asked the Rebbe questions, and he answered. He asked the question, Reb David Bacha didn't look at him. He started crying. Why do you answer everyone? And me, you don't answer. So he said, there's a big peder against you from someone. So the Talmid answered, is there a tikkun? Could I fix the way that I went against my Rebbe? So Reb David Bacha says, go back to Prague if you still have time to ask him mechila that you were pogea in his covert. The story goes, he went all the way back to Prague. By the time he came back to Prague, they were taking out the mito of Reb Yonis and Eibeshitz to the Beit HaKvos. No v'nod tir bo'oretz. We don't know nothing. We all go through the world. Each and every one in his own kehila, in his own country, in his town, school, shul. No one knows nothing. We don't know anything. Moshe Rabbeinu heard one word that Koyach went against him about the Isha, the second woman of Hevel. Hevel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the korban of Hevel. Cain was annoyed with him. Cain Lamaisa was annoyed with him of the second sister. And he couldn't take it, so he killed him. Did Cain gain anything out of it that he killed him? He gained nothing out of it that he killed him. Because afterwards came 7 days later, came Koyach. Koyach is Cain. Moshe Rabbeinu is Hevel. Koyach, Cain killed Hevel. Hevel, which was Moshe Rabbeinu, put Cain back into the ground again. And we all talk about it, about Koyach. We don't understand nothing. The Iker, we should be Zoycha Zayin, to have a wonderful Chodesh. And Chaim Toivim, Sholem Veshalva Beinenu, always, every day of the year, a ganze year, all year round, we should have Atzlocho, Siyat Nishmaya. I want to thank who's ever in charge of this wonderful shul over here and the drosho, which you made in Golders Green, the shrus, shulach beistein, the shrus to be with you, at soif koladoyois, who's ever in charge of it, and we shul be zoicha zayin to be mekabel, perem yusher, sitkeinu, bitoy rachamim, chasodim, gdoilim, urubim, beim heiro v'yomeinu, omein ho'om.
I'm going to do it.